a T-postal brand has just started on its way. Most of the passengers who were on board seemed to be happy and gay. A little boy sat in a seat by himself, was reading a letter he had. Was plain to be seen from the tears in his eyes, the contents of it made him sad. A stern old conductor then started to take the ticket of everyone there. Till finally reaching the side of the boy, he gruffly demanded his fare. "I haven't a ticket," the boy then replied, "but I'll pay you back someday. I must put you off at the next station then," but stopped when he heard the boy say, "Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off the train. The best friend I have in the world, sir, is waiting for me in pain. She's expected to die any moment and may not live through the day. And I want to bid mother goodbye, sir, before God takes her away." Was ailing before I left home and needed a doctor's care. I came to the city employment to seek, but could not find any work there. This morning a letter from sister arrived, "Come home, mother's dying," did say. "And that is the reason I'm anxious to ride, so I haven't the money to pay." A little girl sitting close by then exclaimed, "If you put him off, it's a shame." Then taking his hat, a collection she made, and soon paid the fare on the train. "I'm obliged to you, miss, for your kindness to me. You're welcome," said she, "never fear." Each time the conductor would pass through the train, the boy's words would ring in his ear. "Mr. Conductor, don't put me off the train. The best friend I have in the world, sir, is waiting for me in pain. She's expected to die any moment and may not live through the day. And I want to bid mother goodbye, sir, before God takes her.